Hello, mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we're going to take a mindful look into how we meet others. This last year has given us a great opportunity to re-examine how we approach other people. As our norms have been crumbled by the obligation not to get too close, not to touch, and to be wary of anyone new because you don't know where they stand on things and which social distancing rules they've been following. We've become acutely aware of how our first interactions with someone play out. One could say it has become more difficult to meet new people because of all these new distancing norms. And many feel that all the divisive opinions and perspectives make it hard to connect with others. Because we're always on edge, wondering if we might overstep our boundaries or bring up the wrong topic. There's a skepticism and a wariness to our interactions. Ajahn Brahm had a great story relating to this about a monastery in which the monks were having a really hard time getting along. They ended up inviting a venerable, which is an older monk, someone with greater wisdom, to come and visit their monastery and observe for a few days what was going on. So the venerable arrived and he watched, he observed, he spoke with different monks. And at the end of his stay, the head monk asked him, "Venerable, what did you notice? What can we do to solve our problem?" And the only thing that the venerable said was, "The Buddha is among you." This one statement changed how each and every monk approached each other. They looked at everyone like that one person could be the Buddha. They even asked themselves, was he referring to me? Could I be the Buddha? And when we're looking at people with this view of their possibility of being Buddha or being divine, we start to see them in a whole new light. We notice what they can teach us. We start respecting them more. We start listening deeper. We start seeing the good in everyone, and even within ourselves. If we take this attitude with us, then we greet everyone with an open heart, looking for the Buddha nature within each and every person, and trusting that they too have something to teach us. We can practice this in our daily lives of how we're meeting people here and now. Do you look at each individual as someone divine, important, special, capable of teaching you something, capable of guiding? Are you looking at each individual trying to find their light, their goodness, believing that there is good within them? We can practice this now together by finding a quiet and calm space, closing our eyes if we are able, and turning our attention inward, reconnecting with ourselves in an open-minded curiosity and non-judgment. Observe for yourself how you have been meeting new people, or observe how you've been interacting with the people already in your life. Have you been doubting them, afraid of new interactions, wary of their opinions and attitudes? Is there a fear within you? And notice what this is doing to your own state of being, to who you are when you're around them. Does it put you on edge? Are you uneasy? And now, let this wariness go. Turn back inward. Focus on your heart, that space where there's nothing but love, compassion, peace, and acceptance. And look at these people again. And remember that the Buddha nature, or the divine, is also within them. Look at them and try to see their light. Know that we all have the seeds of goodness within us. And allow yourself to water those seeds within everyone that you meet, trying to help uncover their beauty rather than hiding from their darkness. And notice how connecting with the Buddha nature in everyone allows you to show up as the best version of yourself. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KBNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kbnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.